Hello, this is Reverend John Marinelli. Welcome to our fourth podcast on gun safety, concealed carry, and self-defense. This is the second part of our self-defense podcast. Today I'd like to deal with a theological question about gun control. How do you feel as a Christian about gun control? Do you think our weapons should be taken away from us? Do you think we should have free zones where there are no weapons? That's where the terrorists and the evil people go when they want to kill people, because they know they can't fight back. So that's not good. But here's a question for you. If you are a gun owner and you are invaded and an intruder comes into your house in the middle of the night, what will you really do? Will you kill another human being? How does that fit with scriptures? They that live by the sword will die by the sword. Wars and rumors of wars. I think there's been a big misconception about how people look at things. Because if you're living by the sword, of course you're going to die by the sword, because whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. And so there's a lifestyle there. But owning a gun is not a lifestyle for committing evil. A gun is amoral. It has no personality. It has no feelings. You pick it up and you use it. And it can be a lot of fun for sport. It can be very deadly to kill somebody. And if somebody comes into your house, remember in the other podcast, when we look at an intruder, they're not your friend. They're not the next door neighbor that says, "Hi, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so." They're there to steal, to destroy, to take. And they'll use deadly force against you in order not to be apprehended. And so my suggestion to you is that you realize the weight of what is happening. That somebody comes into your house or somebody threatens your life with deadly force, you have the right, even before God, to defend yourself. Do you remember? God would say, fight back. All through the scriptures, Christians fought back. They fought back in the Revolutionary War in the 1700s. Christians were fighting for freedom. It's always been that way. So don't be afraid and don't be deceived that it's a wrong thing to carry a gun or it's a wrong thing to kill somebody that's trying to kill you, because it's not wrong. It's right. I need to say one more thing. I can't just leave it there. I was reading an article, and it was talking about pastors packing guns. And that's becoming a very common occurrence. Many churches have established security officers that carry concealed weapons into worship services so they can protect the congregation. Even Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, has encouraged his students and faculty, actually, to apply for concealed permits and carry weapons on campus. There are several underlying questions, of course, that haunt many Christians. Questions like killing another human being, yes or no, using deadly force when love and tolerance is the order of the day, yes or no. What do the Jerry Falwell Christians know that other Christians do not? I got to tell you, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8 that your adversary, the devil, roams to and fro on the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Scripture goes on to say, resist him steadfastly in the faith. So resisting evil is not a new thing, and we cannot turn our faces away from the fact that we're trying to live a life of peace, but peace comes with a price. In any war, it's always been peace through power, peace by a strong defense. And if you have a burglar alarm, if you have a couple of dogs barking, and you have a couple of weapons and a sign in your yard that says you're protected and monitored, then those are deterrents that says, I have some power here and you better not mess with me. That's really important. Don't surrender your power to the devil. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and keep what is yours that God has given you. Christianity supports personal freedom. Romans 14, 1 through 4 indicates that when Scripture does not clearly address a particular issue, there is freedom for individual choice. Americans in history have historically embraced the concept of personal freedom that resonates with this principle, the principle that we now call the Second Amendment, that guarantees wide freedoms regarding firearms, that says we have the right to bear arms, and we have the right to defend ourselves against the tyranny of evil. And that's what it's really all about, the tyranny of evil. So, self-defense is a strategy that can be planned in advance and analyzed until it is perfected. In the book, I discuss things like non-lethal weapons. Also, what do you do if you're grabbed from behind? Stun guns, tactical flashlights, a whole bunch of pepper spray. Those are non-lethal self-defense, you know, that can be in your kit if you have non-lethal things. Kind of closing out this, I want to say, you have a handgun and are willing to use it if necessary to defend yourself. However, what happens if you can't get to your weapon in time to use it? How will you defend yourself? Big question, isn't it? My suggestion is escape is the best defense. Run as fast as you can. If you are stuck and have to fight, look for anything, even everyday items that can become a weapon, like an ink pen or a ruler or a letter opener. Hopefully you can call 911 immediately and then retreat to a safe room and hide if you have to. If you can't get to your weapon to defend yourself, escape is the best solution. So just because you have the right to stand your ground doesn't mean you have to. Sometimes the best strategy is to run away. This concludes today's podcast.